invitation extended to President Jammeh and other African leaders is a matter entirely at the discretion of the United States government. We cannot question what informed their decision about that. And we believe that, you know, it's an exercise of state prerogative. We believe that the United States has been the role model for good governance, has been the champion for democracy and human rights, and would expect the President of the United States of America to be hobnobbing with countries of leaders that really observe the rule of law and respect democracy and accept the international norms for operating government and managing the state affairs.
You mentioned human rights. I was reading an article today on the arrest of two journalists for publishing that some members of the ruling party have been defecting to the opposition. First of all, what do you make of the arrest of the journalist? And are there members of the ruling party defecting to the opposition?
I think the arrest of these two journalists, you know, is an arrogant misuse of power, just an attempt to intimidate them. And I'm sure these are people who will never give up. You know, they are disciples of truth, and they will continue to pursue truth and continue to make sure that the Gambian people are properly informed. Yes, there also a report that some government supporters defected to the opposition party. That piece of information, the government didn't want that to go out into the community. But then, you know, the journalists have a duty, a responsibility to inform the Gambian people on happenings within government circle and happenings within the society in general. And this is what they have done. And their arrest really is very indicative of the misuse of power, misuse of the criminal justice system. These are the matters that I think President Obama and the European Union will take up with President Yahya Jammeh in particular and all African leaders in general, that they should not be misusing the law to oppress people. Law is supposed to yield, you know, happiness to people, protect them. Law should not be used to harass people at all.
Mr. Dabo, on the issue of governance and democracy, one would say that the fact that you as an opposition is operating in the Gambia, credit should go to President Yahya Jammeh for allowing political opposition.
We are operating not within an atmosphere that is conducive, you know, to politicking. What has just happened, the arrest of these journalists for reporting defection to opposition, I mean, just shows that our opinion in the country, you know, freely is more apparent than real. I mean, on the surface, yes, it appears that is so, but in reality, it is not. I do not have access to the media. One of my party supporters has been prosecuted for letting our meeting be aired through the online radio stations. Now, she's been prosecuted for broadcasting without a license. My youth leader is being prosecuted for what they call holding a meeting when it's actually applied for a permit to hold a social gathering.